Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a great Monday. Can you believe that on the day we talked about not-so-fun moments turning into funny stories, I had one of those very experiences today? I was walking downtown, and it was a gorgeous day. Again, super cold for this guy who grew up in Florida, but the sun was out, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. As long as I was in the sun, I didn't even need my jacket. But with the temperature actually being so low, there were still some small patches of ice in places that stay shaded all day due to the buildings and trees. I was walking along and not really paying attention. Have you ever done that? You get to thinking about something, and even though your eyes are open, your mind is on something else? Well, I hit one of those icy patches and down I went. At first, I kind of got mad. It hurt to hit the ground. There were people who saw me fall, so I was for sure embarrassed. And even though it was my fault for not being careful, I really wanted to blame it on anything else. But you know what? The people who saw rushed over, and they were so kind. They made sure I was okay, and I was. My knee's still a little sore, but it'll be fine by tomorrow. And one of them even said, "You know, I did the same thing earlier this week. I'll bet I look like one of those cartoon characters who get stuck running in place." And for whatever reason, the thought of that just seemed so funny and it broke through my bad feelings. I looked around at the stores near us, and sure enough, one of them had a little security camera out front pointed at the sidewalk where we were. I said to the guy, "I'll bet I look like that too. In fact, I'm sure this place got it on video." I invited him to come with me into the store. We told the manager what had happened, and I asked if we could see the security tape. They were able to pull it up, and sure enough, there I was, legs wobbling, arms windmilling, and I had the funniest expression of surprise on my face. I couldn't help but laugh. And because I was laughing, everyone else felt okay laughing too. We watched it a couple more times and even played it back in slow motion. I had tears streaming down my face from laughing so hard. In fact, my ribs hurt almost as much from laughing as my knee does from falling. And I am so grateful. I could have stayed mad all day, and I know that when I'm mad, I'm not at my best. But thanks to the kindness of others, reminding me that I wasn't alone and that accidents happen to everyone, I was able to go from slipping and falling to laughing harder than I have in a long time. Is there anyone in your life who has the ability to turn your frown upside down? Take a moment and share with each other about the people in your life who know how to bring you joy. Does anyone tell funny jokes? Does someone give the best hugs? Or is there one person who is always there when you need them? Recognizing these people is a way of practicing gratitude and giving thanks for them. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Wow, I'll bet it felt so good to think of all these amazing people God has put in our lives. And you know what? I'll bet there are people out there who think of you that way. When they think of people that bring them joy, they think of you. Okay, let's wind down now and see if we can't get to sleep while we still have this joyful feeling. We'll end as we always do by praying together. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the people who bring us joy. We thank you for the people who know just how to make us feel special and loved. Give us a good night's sleep tonight so we can wake up rested and refreshed and ready to look for ways that we can inspire joy in others. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, sleep well, and I'll talk to you in the morning.